Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
begins with you radio broadcast. Welcome everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freeluncheandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Well, family, I have a message from the Lord for you today, and it's hot off the heart presses. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship your holy name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We welcome you into this 15-minute message. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, have you ever been in a conversation with another person who is complaining, criticizing, and murmuring about their day, their job, their kids, the news, their spouse? And you know that if you continue listening, you'll soon be complaining, criticizing, and murmuring just like them. Purpose of their conversation is that it's always someone else's fault. They on their job, they in the government, they at the Walmart, they are the reason why, they are the reason because, they are the issue. In Philippians 2, verses 14 through 16, it reads, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." So we read here in Philippians that we are to do all things without murmurings and disputings. How many things? All things. So shall our light shine in the world, which means that if you participate in murmuring and strife, you're in darkness. Why? Because it's the opposite of light. Glory to God. The title of today's message is, Are They the Problem? So we're all going through something, and how we respond will determine how long we stay there or if the same scenario will continue to show up in our lives. Our words are so powerful, and when we use them in murmuring and disputing, they are no longer the problem, but the person in the mirror who is doing the murmuring and complaining. You may leave the job, break up with the spouse, or start a new relationship, but somehow in the next relationship, the next job, or the next whatever, you begin murmuring and disputing again, and the cycle continues. You haven't learned that you are the common denominator in each scenario, and they have rule over you until you learn to get or let God fight your battles. Our Street Love Bible story today is found in the book of John, chapter 5, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 9 in the Amplified. Later on, there was a Jewish festival, feast, for which Jesus was in Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem a near the Sheep Gate. The pool in the Hebrew is called Bethesda, having five porches, alcoves, colonnades, and doorways. In these lay a great number of sick folk, some blind, some crippled, and some paralyzed or shriveled up, waiting for the bubbling up of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down at appointed seasons into the pool and moved and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which he was afflicted. There was a certain man there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. How many years? 38 years. When Jesus noticed him lying there, helpless, knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole? Are you really in earnest about getting well?" The invalid answered, "Sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me into the pool. But while I am trying to come into it myself, somebody else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your bed, and walk." Instantly the man became well and recovered his strength and picked up his bed and walked. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So let's summarize what we just read. Jesus was at the pool of Bethesda, and different groups of the sick were lying around. And historically, several times a year, at different seasons an angel would come to the pool, would stir or bubble the water, and afterward, the first person to touch the water would receive their healing. Jesus noticed an impotent man and asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man replied by murmuring, complaining, and making excuses as to why he could not be made whole. He blamed they that no one was there to put him in the pool. It was someone else's fault he'd been in this situation for 38 years. Is that you? Wanting to place blame on others when you made the decision to change the job, get rid of the spouse, or start a new relationship, and you continue to get the same unhealing result. Are they the problem or you? Selah. Pause. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. At the beginning of this message, I mentioned about when a person calls or starts the conversation murmuring and complaining, and the Holy Spirit led me to do the following so that I would not get roped into a dark conversation. And I would reply like this. So, tell me two good things that happened today. Immediately, the person pauses and realizing what I'm attempting to do. One, change the tone of the conversation. I'm trying to get them to think on the positive, but mainly for them to realize we all make a choice in how we deal with the darkness when we use our words to murmur, or we choose to shine in the light by focusing on the good that happened that day or in our lives. Once they think on and say the two good things, that opens the door to a better conversation without murmuring. They are no longer the problem because they've been shown the solution. We use our words to focus on the good and not on they, the problem. In conclusion, we're all going through something, and how we respond will determine how long we stay there or if the same scenario will continue to show up in our lives. We are to do all things without murmurings and disputings. So shall our lights shine in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? All you have to do is repeat after me and believe it in your heart. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died and he rose again and he is now seated in heaven. I confess Jesus as my Lord. Heaven is now my home. I am saved. Glory to God. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who may have received Jesus at some point in your life, but maybe you walked away and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. We refer to that as backslidden, and in order for you to rededicate your life to him, it's based on 1 John 1:9. And that is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Is that you? Would you like to rededicate to him today? You confess anything you need to the Lord right now, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who are listening, who are rededicating their lives to you right now. They are confessing their sins just to you. And you, being the faithful God that you are forgiving them and cleansing them and taking the un out of unrighteousness. And they are now being made righteous, according to 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. 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 You hear that bell? Well, that's for those who received Jesus today for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. Glory to God. And guess what, Street Love listeners? I have a free gift for you. Yes, if you go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and click the contact button, just let me know that you rededicated or accepted Jesus today, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. This month of August is our fundraiser month. We do this every year to continue financing the Street Love Outreach and for the radio blog that we're doing right now. If you'd like to contact us or donate, you can do so at freelunchandprayer.org, and we'd really appreciate that. And I'll also send you a free gift for that as well. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Right now, we are at a church where there's two churches at one location. So it's Church of the Resurrection and Runners for Christ. And they are at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. And we are there on the fourth Wednesday of each month. Pretty soon, I will be at another location in Lincoln Park, and I'll tell you about that location shortly. Glory to God. So any funds that you donate will go towards the Street Love Ministry. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. It's available for free 24 hours a day. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Remember, the message is only 15 minutes, and I know you've been praying for them anyway. Amen. Glory to God. Well, family, that ends this week's message. I hope it was a blessing to you, and I pray that you have favor throughout the rest of this week. And let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, we all pray and say, amen. I love you, family. Remember, street love begins with you.